Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedians Matt Alano Martin, Matt Holt, and Pat Godwin, and West Coast correspondent Al Jackson, right after this.
Gotta freshen up my coffee, gotta practice my yo-yo. From 9 to 10, it's all penciled in, I'm staring out the window. Hey, eating a jelly donut, that's just one of my perks. Everybody's doing it, dicking around at work. I'd love to finish up that project, I'd love to finish that report. But first I gotta finish this yogurt and then download some porn. Gotta check out that new chick, I heard she's a flirt. Maybe she'd be up for dicking around at work. Carry around some folders, shuffle around some papers. I just spent 2 hours adjusting my screensaver. Gotta put you on hold, sir, your call's important to me. It will be ignored in the order it was received. Oh, I'm a model employee, I always clean the glass. When I finish making photocopies of my ass, I brown nose the bosses, yes sir, yes ma'am. I'm not apathetic, I just don't give a damn. Cause I'm dicking around at work.
Yeah. Yes. We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Big crowd in here, a lot of testosterone. Of course, much of it emitting from Ace Cosby, legendary DJ and now engineer. Hello, Ace.
Booty-doo.
What?
Booty-doo?
Booty-doo?
As in...
I'll toss my, that word.
Yeah, my belly my sticks out more than my booty-doo. Oh, or, yeah. Yeah. Or what is it? My something
thought,
like that.
I thought it was like you were singing something like Howdy Doody or something.
It's Howdy Doody time.
This is Howdy Doody. Okay, thank you very much. Comedians. Nice. Comedians. Matt Alano Martin, Matt Holt, Pat Godwin, Josh Arnold, Christy Lee, and me. This is Tom speaking. And our good friend Al Jackson is joining us right now. Hey, Al.
Yo, what up? You got two of my favorite Matts in the room. What's
hey.
Up, fellas?
Hey, Al. Miss
What's
you,
up,
man.
Al?
Hey, Al, you're going to be so pleased because for the last couple of years, you have been helping me become more street. And
I would say it's working well, Tom.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea. You've also been teaching me a word every week, which for one of them recently was it booty doo?
Mm-hmm. It was.
Booty doo. And again, can you give me the definition of booty doo one more time, Al?
It's when your stomach sticks out more than your booty doo.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a compliment.
So
depends on
like
what you're
belly.
Into, Tom.
Yeah. Okay.
So you would say to someone, would you say, look over there, check out that booty do?
You could.
I would say she's got a cute face, but she's got a booty do.
Mm. She's got a cute face, but a booty do. So her belly sticks out farther than her
booty do.
And apparently, there's a guy version called Dickie do.
Yes. And there's a condition called Dickie do also.
Well, that's. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's DEW.
So his belly hangs over. His belly's bigger than his. Yeah.
Yes. My stomach stick out more than my.
It's better than DRIP. Then you're going to be seeing a physician. Okay, so Al, one of the words you taught me has just been added. Did you see this? Did you guys discuss this on your show yesterday?
We have not.
Oh, you might want to grab this for today's show. Some of the words that were added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. They've just added, I think, 2,000 or something? But they're adding all these new words, and I was just going down the list here, and I came upon one that you taught me, rando. Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. See, Tom, I spit nothing but facts.
But, but of course, I didn't really learn it properly. I didn't realize rando had a sort of pejorative component to it, that if someone was a rando, they were kind of unwelcome and
definitely.
Yeah.
You would just say like, hey, you know, I'm having a party at the house, but you can come, but no randos.
Right.
Okay. Okay, I see. Yeah, that's an awful feeling when you realize that you
are the
rando.
Yeah,
God, I hate that.
Yeah, me too.
We're all a rando at some point in our lifetime.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. There should be a character, Marlon Rando.
Man, that's funny.
He'd walk around going, Stella, someone get this ass out of here.
Get this rando out of here.
He walks into a party and he goes,
Where are the hors d'oeuvres?
I eat the fish. Never mind. Al, how are things going for you?
Thanks. I'm just still stuck on Marlon Rando. That just sounds like a name that a rapper is going to snatch up in 1 second.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just thought of it. I haven't had time
to
research it.
That's so cool because there's a rapper named Nipsey Hussle.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Oh, my God. Does he do little tiny poems just like Nipsey Hussle?
He doesn't, but he's really famous. I've seen him in concert before.
Nipsey Hussle?
I love Nipsey Hussle on those
and
game
now
shows.
Now a poem.
God, he was always so happy and fun and cool.
He was.
I loved him. Speaking of things, I tell you, this is something that kind of I thought was really cool we don't do a lot of Hollywood news, but some jerks put a picture up of one of the actors who used to be in the Cosby Show, who's a super cool guy and a really good actor. In fact, I saw him recently. I think it was in The Affair, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Did you see this story, Al?
That was working at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, he's working at Trader Joe's. His name is Jeffrey Owens.
Mm-hmm. Owens, uh huh.
And they some people took a picture of him because he was working this side job, and they're kind of slamming him and mocking him. But I saw yesterday in the news that Tyler Perry, I think,
yes,
is actually hiring him. And, mm-hmm. and I did see Judd Apatow said, "Hey, this guy's a great comic actor."
Yes,
mm-hmm. And I was
maybe
thinking,
he likes working at Trader Joe's.
No, he does, and he liked working there because he had an arrangement he could come and go when he was auditioning.
Yeah, exactly. He's just making ends meet between gigs.
I mean, if you think of the weird jobs,
a lot of people like to be around people, and that's
it's only also, it's only going to help his acting. Yeah,
but think about the weird jobs we've all had.
Exactly. Sure.
I mean, God, I was a paper boy. I worked at a car wash. I painted houses. I worked in a kitchen in a restaurant for several years.
Right.
But not since you're an adult. I think that's what the difference is.
No, I was an adult. I worked in a kitchen when I was 28.
He's age.
Yeah, but still, that's cool for him.
I think it's very cool, and I couldn't believe he got slammed for that.
He's a really cool-looking guy. He really looks, you know, like he's lived.
Yeah. Sure.
I just think people that watch TV think once you get one gig, you're set financially for life.
Right.
That's
right.
Exactly.
And we all know
right.
that money goes real quick. And once your agent and the government gets a hold of it, it's like you got to keep that going. And
yes.
I think probably one thing that he probably didn't see coming was the whole thing with Cosby. It probably hurt his royalties.
Yeah. Ran
forever.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. But
yeah, ask any actor. Anytime that a show is canceled, they go, well, they legitimately think they will never work again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No matter how good they are.
Right.
Yeah. Because you just don't
there's
know.
There's a lot of actors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what's the weirdest job you've had, Al, since you were in junior high school? Anything interesting?
You know, when you were – just to go down the list, you know, I was a busboy at Embassy Suites, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I was a short order cook. I worked at a cookie shop. This woman, it's not there anymore. It was called Shelley's Bakery. I worked there.
Were you baking or were you just serving stuff?
I was a cashier, and I would look at her butt every time she turned around. She had the greatest butt.
Shelley?
Yeah, she was an older woman too. She was like 55.
Would she be
I like me some MILFs.
Now, could I say that she was as they say, bootylicious? Is that the
She was bootylicious before bootylicious was a term. That's it. Look at Tom, you're starting to you're joking around, but you're starting to incorporate these words.
Yeah. If I said
you're using them right.
If I said bootylicious in front of Kelly, I'd be walking on.
Yeah, I was a teacher for a long
giggle
time.
At that
like,
and think that was cute.
Well, she loves Al. If I told her Al told me, she'd say it was cool. So. What other jobs, Al? When you were in college, did you have a job?
Not really. And I was a waiter at a Thai restaurant when I was right out of college, so, and I was an office temp.
So people didn't say, so are you from Bangkok?
There are two comics in the room. Tell me you guys were office temps at some point.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I was not.
Not me.
I had corporate jobs. I started with a corporate company.
So you had real jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Pat Godwin,
dishwasher in Bloomington, where you live, with Kenny Aronoff, who was the cook, the drummer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Kenny was the cook, and I was the dishwasher
for
1 year.
Can you say the name of the restaurant?
Sully's Oak and Bucket. It's no longer there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was it
Kenny's cooking or your not clean dishes?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, health violations.
We didn't get much work done, I'll tell you that.
A lot of sick days there.
Kenny, you want to stop drumming on the plate?
No, it sounds great. Yeah, that's amazing.
That's about how it went.
Do you know Kenny, Al? He's
He drums for everybody.
He's the first call drummer in the world.
Yeah.
And can you imagine somewhere along the line, you know that someone said to him, would you please stop that drumming? That'll get you nowhere. You mean like the White House? Okay. Okay. Wow.
I did Uber for a little bit. I did that.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that's a great gig. That's fun. That seemed to be a great gig for comedy.
Yeah, I used to do that on my off days.
Now, Christy, any weird jobs for you?
Let's see. I worked at Arby's.
Tom, she's dancing tonight.
Not dancing like that.
Where can you get? She's,
Al, that's for the love, not
wait
the
a second. And Christy is doing a very nice charity thing for dancing. She's not. It's this isn't
it's
like
not
a
pole dancing.
It's not like a tuck a buck thing.
Oh, so it'll be you and charity on the same stage?
That's a show.
We better get to our quiz.
That's a big night.
We better get to our quiz, Al. And Al, by the way, is one of the hosts of The Daily Blast.
Great
Al is
show.
A great stand-up. Mm-hmm. We're going to see you in person in a couple of weeks in Orlando, right, Al?
Yes, sir. Can't wait, brother.
Very excited. Now, what's our quiz today?
All right, Tom. This question, let's start with the question, because you were 4 for 4 last week. Let's not let that be lost on the people, Tom. That was amazing.
Yes,
right, you were.
That's the only time I've ever been 4 for 4. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to give you one. The first one, you really can't get it wrong. I'm just curious. So, Tom, when you go to a soul food restaurant, what is your meat and two sides that you would order?
Oh, boy. At a soul food restaurant?
Yes.
I already have my answer.
Wait, hang on a second. Too. Wait a second. I do know a little bit about this. I know there are chitlins.
Oh. No, you would never order that.
Which I understand you clean with a garden hose out in the parking lot. And then there are greens and pork belly.
What? Pork belly? No.
How did I do? No?
You are highfalutin.
That is a bougie soul food restaurant.
Here's my answer, Al. Meatloaf, preferably the ends.
Ooh.
Mac and cheese.
Like crispy.
Yeah, mac and cheese, collard greens.
I said fried chicken, collard greens, and mac and cheese.
I go catfish.
Catfish is a good answer.
Yeah. Catfish is a good call.
That is a good call.
Al,
damn it.
This may surprise you, Al. I have never been to a so-called soul food restaurant.
Well, Tom, after that answer, it doesn't. You just started out random and ended with a Vietnamese dish. So, I don't know.
Some guy in the driveway with a hose.
I've got
to say it's three foods and you messed it up.
I have a friend of mine that keeps threatening to take me to one, and I'd like to go, I think.
You should go. There's a great delicious. One not far from here.
Al, what are your choices?
Oh, man. Honestly, that the fried chicken, depending on how I'm feeling, is usually the first up the bat, but I always want to taste their fried chicken. So I'm very serious about like what they have, because I feel like a soul food restaurant, your fried chicken, there's no excuses.
Right.
It's got to be. Mm-hmm. If you say that I can make fried chicken so good that I sell it at a restaurant, it has to be amazing.
Yes,
so I got to taste your fried chicken. Your greens are just by default.
Yep.
And I have to have your mac and cheese, because if your mac and cheese isn't right, I'm not coming back.
Right.
Even if everything else is perfect, you cannot mess your mac and cheese up. It's not up for discussion. It's no like, oh, our cook isn't here. If your mac and cheese isn't right, you're not a soul food restaurant.
Next time you're in town, I'm going to take you to a place.
I'm excited.
Place.
I do take it back. I forgot that I did once do a to-go thing.
Sure.
I was with
their request.
I said my boy.
they demanded you.
I was with a band, and they were playing a so-called alt room. I put the word alt room in quotes. What it meant was, shall we say, not my neck of the woods. And that was the greatest fried chicken ever. I mean to go back there. I forgot about that place, but I didn't know anything about the sides, so I didn't get anything. I just got a bunch of chicken for the band, and we went back, and it was lovely. Okay, so I'm 0-1. What's my next question?
All right, Tom. First of all, I don't know how you're 0-1.
Yeah, it was a question
impossible.
With no right answer.
No, apparently pork belly is a Vietnamese dish. I didn't know.
Tom is exceptional.
This is true. All right, Tom. If I'm at, if I have something crazy to tell you, it's like, Tom, I have something really crazy to tell you, and then I text you, it's NSFW. Again, if I text you.
Oh, I know what that means.
NSFW. What am I telling you?
That's not safe for work.
All right.
Very good. Very good.
Yep.
Yeah. And
well
wasn't
done,
that also,
sir.
Wasn't that also a band, or was that LSMFT or LMB?
So close.
What?
No, so close.
What am I thinking of?
LMFAO?
Yeah, that's it. What is it?
LMFAO.
Laughing my ass off?
Is that, isn't that a
big well, there's an F in there, too, but you can't say L-M-F-A-O. Yeah.
Right.
But you said L-M-N-O-P-S-T.
No, wait a second. No, hang on a second. I'm a little sleepy. What was it? No, I said... LSMFT is a lucky strike means fine tobacco.
Oh, is that a band too?
Yeah, what? No, that was a
that's
phrase.
Cool.
That was okay. An advertising phrase from way back. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but yeah, NSFW. Sure, I've seen that. So I know I'm 1-1. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do a tiebreaker real quick, Al.
All right, really quickly, Tom. This actually happened last night. I have a good friend of mine who is a liquor rep, meaning she sells booze to bars.
Right.
Tom, what? And I answer this. What alcohol is the least popular at bars that are patronized mostly by African Americans?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. God, I don't know.
And I'll let everybody guess because that's tough. There's that, so just go around the room.
Is this of the major, is this a brand name or just of the major alcohols like vodka, it's bourbon?
It's a brand, you know, not just like Bacardi. It's just like, but it's a brand like that.
Oh, it is a brand.
Okay.
People
can order from, people can just walk up and say the name of it, and they would just hand you something.
Go ahead. What's your guess?
Jägermeister.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
Mm. I have no idea.
Grand Marnier.
The least.
The
order?
Least.
The I'm least go, popular.
I'm gonna go with Manischewitz.
That's a good one.
Manischewitz. They don't even carry that in bars, do they?
Well, some bars do.
I'm gonna say Busch.
Not a liquor, but I understand your point.
I was gonna say Miller. I was
Ace.
Say beer.
Do you have any idea?
Schnapps.
Wow. So it's a name brand alcohol.
Yes.
Is it, let me ask you this. Conversely, is it extraordinarily popular among a certain element of the white population?
Yes.
I'll say Chardonnay.
No.
Is it a hard liquor?
Yes.
Oh. Mm.
Okay. What hard liquor is associated? Let me ask you this. Is it associated with an elite or a redneck? One of the.
A lot of questions.
Yeah, college kids.
Hmm.
I think maybe.
Man,
it got it.
Holt may have nailed it.
Nailed it.
Okay. What's the answer?
Fireball.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, that is good.
Fireball's good.
What's the answer?
Was it Matty Holt that said Jaeger?
Yes, sir.
That was correct.
Boom!
Yeah.
Come to me for all your booze needs, people.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's probably not politically correct to discuss. I went to a meeting one time.
Oh, God.
Let me finish.
Whoa.
With someone who works for a major, major liquor company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this guy, you could name pretty much any county in the United States, and he could tell you what liquor and what beer and what wine sold there and who they sold them to, including their ethnic heritage.
Sure.
In those companies, they know who they're marketing to.
All demographics.
And that's why you see certain billboards for certain types of liquors in certain neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if people admit that, how dare they? No, that's reality, ladies and gentlemen.
That's real. And, I mean, you know, you got the four comics in there. You guys know when you go on the road, just certain cities are like, hey, this is a Miller Lite town. This is a Bud Light city.
Yep.
You just, like certain beers, just like some cities, they do drink. Just you just see Busch Light on tap. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, every city has a different thing.
If you're talking comedians and liquor, let's get right to it, fellas. Let's talk about the jails and various stuff.
I have a clean record, sir.
Al, we have 1 minute.
I do not.
We have 1 minute, Al, for my word of the week.
All right, Tom, I'm going to give you your word of the week, and I want you to use it in a sentence. We have 1 minute. Tom, that word or phrase is hot mess. Use the word hot mess in a sentence.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay.
I know this one very well. Yeah, see that lady over there?
Yeah.
She is a hot mess.
Yeah. Well, can describe her a little bit.
Well, what does that mean, then? Yeah.
Let's see. She looks sort of put together, but there's been some work done, and she's a complete, she is a total flake and a pathological liar and has ruined the lives of several men. Mm-hmm. Don't get near
her.
Looks like she has maybe.
Be careful.
Careful. Yeah.
Do you have a first and last name?
What? Tom, why did your lawyer run in the room?
Waving his arms.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.